squad cars. General Motors and their dealer organization throughout Southern Africa proudly bring you the drama, the danger, the thrills, and the facts when the long arm of the law travels in squad cars. The story you're about to hear is true. Details are supplied from the official case filed by the South African police. Only names and places have been changed to protect innocent people involved.
p.m. on the 23rd of October. Killarney, Johannesburg. Mrs. Sylvia Lowe dials the number of her husband's office. Impatiently, she waits to be put through.
Oh, come on, come on.
Hello?
Darling?
Yes, love, what is it?
It's Colleen, the baby.
What about her?
She hasn't come home.
What on earth are you talking about?
I sent Sarah up with Colleen this morning for a walk, just to give me time to have a bath and make myself presentable. Well, that was about 9:30. I told Sarah not to be too long, 30 minutes or so. But it's turned 12:30 now. Something's happened. I know it has.
p.m. Dennis Lowe does his best to calm and comfort his distressed wife.
Look, try not to be so excited, darling.
I'm nearly out of my mind with worry.
I'm sure there's quite a logical explanation for what's happened.
But Sarah's never done this before. What can she be thinking of?
Where does Sarah usually go when she takes the baby for a walk?
Oh, down to the shopping center, I should think. She likes to look at the shops and see some of her friends.
Well, why don't you go down there? Look for yourself.
Darling, can't you come? I'd feel so much better.
Heap of work on my desk. I'm snowed under.
Well, I would have thought that your child was much more important than a pile of papers. Don't you understand?
All right, all right. Look, I'll meet you at the shopping center in 30 minutes, outside the coffee bar.
Try and understand the way I feel.
Yes, yes, all right. I'll see you just now.
Oh, there you are, darling. I'm sorry I'm late.
You said you'd be 30 minutes.
Yes, but it was the traffic. There was a storm in town. You know what Joburg drivers are like in the rain. They go mad.
And I've been going mad sitting here waiting for
you. I'm sorry. Now, what's the news?
Well, I've walked up and down. I've asked everybody about Sarah and Colleen. I'm sure people think I'm crazy.
Look, just try and keep a hold of yourself, darling.
I am, but it's very difficult.
Now, wait. Sarah's never done this sort of thing before, has she?
Never. She's usually so reliable. That's what worries me. That's what makes me convinced something's wrong.
Well, 2 hours. I suppose you could say she's a little more than overdue.
I wonder if she's back at the flat now.
Well, why don't you go inside there and ask him if you can use the phone?
Yes.
I'll just take a quick look round in the meantime.
Oh. Do you mind if I make another call?
Ah, help yourself.
Constable Kellett speaking.
It's about my child. My nanny's disappeared with her.
What is your name, please?
Oh, my name's Mrs. Lowe.
And your address?
304 Camberwell Court, Killarney.
What street is that in, please?
Third Street.
Third Street. And what is your telephone number, please?
It's 973463.
And what's the name of your domestic servant?
Sarah. Sarah McElwani.
Have you any idea where they may be?
Well, they've been missing since about 10 o'clock. I thought that they might be in the Killarney shopping center or hereabouts, and that's where I'm calling you from.
Right, we'll send a car right away. Are you going home, or will you stay at the shopping center?
Well, there's no sense in going home. I've just phoned. The nanny's not there.
So where shall I send the car, then?
Well, my husband and I are outside the coffee bar. Will it be long?
Matter of a few minutes, lady.
Thank you.
p.m. A squad car driven by Warrant Officer Lambert and crewed by Constable Becker and Bantu Constable Flamini arrives at the Killarney shopping center. The policemen have no difficulty picking out the distressed couple.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
You'll be Mr. Lowe.
That's right, yes. My wife, Sylvia.
Mrs. Lowe.
How do you do?
The nanny's been missing for how long now?
Since 9:30 this morning.
4 hours. How long has she been working for you?
Oh, well, since Colleen was born. 8 months. Mm.
And what's the nanny's name, please?
Sarah McElwaney.
Have you scoured this area thoroughly?
Yes, yes, we have. We've been all over the place.
Mm. Where would we find the nanny's friends?
Well, at the flats, I suppose. I didn't think of them.
Yes. Well, I think we'll pay them a little visit. We may pick up something.
2:08 p.m. Bantu Constable Chlamini and Warrant Officer Lambert visit the servants' quarters in Campbell Court. The Bantu Constable questions the people they find there at some length. Eventually, he turns to the Warrant Officer.
Well?
She has gone.
What do you mean she's gone?
She has been to collect her things, clothes, blankets, everything.
How long ago?
Just before lunch, about 12 o'clock.
Where's she gone to?
These other people do not know.
Do they know where she lives?
They say she lives in Deep Cloth. That's where her mother and children are.
Have you got the address?
Yes, Zone 2, 2008. It's called Deepener Avenue.
Yes. Well, I think we'd better get over there. I suppose that's where she'll make for.
2:45 p.m. Having raced south past Baragwanath Hospital and swung off to the right, the squad car arrives in the township. It pulls up hard outside number 2008 Deepener Avenue. Bantu Constable Chlamini jumps out of the car and races to the back of the house. Warrant Officer Lambert goes to the front door.
She was coming out of the back way. I said she would.
I'm not doing nothing. I don't want no trouble.
Too loud. Yes. Look, I don't want a fuss.
I don't
Where's
know
the
where
baby?
The baby is, Master.
Now, don't be silly. You're the child's nanny. You took the child out this morning, didn't you?
Yes, I did, Master, but I'm losing the baby.
Losing it? How did you manage that?
I don't know,
Now, look,
Master.
Don't try my patience. Just be sensible and tell me what happened.
The madam, she told me to take the baby for a walk. I'm doing this nearly every morning, Master. I nearly always I go to the shop. Most times I can find other girls to talk to, so I'm wanting cigarettes, so I leave the baby in the pram outside the shop. I'm going into the shop, and when I get the cigarettes, I'm coming out again. The baby, she's gone. I'm looking all over, Master.
When you came out of the shop, the pram was gone, eh?
No, not the pram, Master, the baby.
So where's the pram?
I'm leaving it in the garage, Master, the basement of Kimmerwell Court.
Oh, why didn't you tell the madam what had happened?
I was too frightened, Master. The madam, she would have been too cross.
Oh, yes, well, you could have saved everybody a lot of time and trouble.
Are you going to arrest me,
No,
Master?
I'm not going to arrest you, but I'm taking you back to the madam's place. I want to check on your story.
How?
If it's true, you may be able to help us.
Please don't take me back, Master. The madam, she will be too cross.
You've been very stupid, but come on. Chlamini, put her in the car.
The squad car returns to town, to Camberwell Court. The distressed mother and father are there to meet it.
We found the pram. The watchboy found it in the basement.
Yes, Mrs. Lowe. There's nothing to be excited about, I'm afraid. Oh. We know about the pram. Your nanny put it there.
Oh, madame, I'm so sorry, madame. I'm too ashamed.
I don't think you are. Where's my baby?
You see, master, I'm telling you, the madame will be too cross.
Well, imagine if it was your child.
Yes, madame, I too would be worried. I'm sorry, madame.
I don't think she's to blame, Mrs. Lowe.
How can you say that? The child was in her care.
Yes, well, it could have happened to anybody. She was in a shop buying cigarettes. It happened in a moment or
Look,
two.
Look, is it money they want?
Hmm?
Kidnappers.
Oh. Well, if it is, you'll soon know about it. Are you a wealthy man, Mr. Lowe?
Comfortably off, I suppose. I don't think we can be called wealthy by any stretch of the imagination.
Yes, I see. Well, I think I'd better report this to the CID. And the sooner, the better.
The brigadier in charge of the CID on the Advertisement hands the case to Lieutenant Stain, who immediately goes out to Camberwell Court. Warrant Officer Lambert puts him in the picture.
And we've been riding around with Mr. and Mrs. Lowe ever since. We've been everywhere.
It's a nasty business.
Where will you start, sir?
You can take me down to the shopping center, to the shop where the nanny bought the cigarettes. We leave Constable Becker and Bunter Constable Chlamini here. Becker can stay in the flat, and Chlamini had better watch the basement, just in case.
All right, sir. I'll go and arrange it.
I'll join you downstairs in the car in a minute. I want to arrange something with headquarters.
Junior Rates.
Lieutenant Stain, sir.
What's the score?
I've just acquainted myself with all the facts, sir. It's occurred to me that if it is a kidnapping, the kidnappers will phone. Now, with your permission, sir, I'd like a monitoring service arranged. A full-time tap so that the source of the call can be traced if and when it comes through.
I'll have it arranged immediately. Let me know how the rest of the investigation goes.
Very good, sir. Good afternoon. Police, Lieutenant Stan.
The Metropolis. What can I do for you?
This nanny says that you served her with cigarettes this morning.
Well, yes, I remember. She bought expensive cigarettes.
For the weekend, Master. I always buy expensive cigarettes for the weekend.
It was between 9:30 and 10 this morning.
Yes?
Did you happen to notice a baby in a pram outside the shop?
No, very busy here. Shop always full of people. No time for looking outside. Too much rush.
I see.
Go ask the dress shop. Not so busy there.
I think I'll ask at all the shops in this area. Somebody may have seen something.
And so is. We've been decorating in the back. As you can see, there's paint and wallpaper everywhere.
There are babies going by in prams every hour of the day. They all look alike to me.
What a tragedy. I wish I could help you, but I wasn't aware of anything untoward at all.
Yes, as a matter of fact, I did. And? I didn't think anything of it at the time. I saw the baby sitting up in the pram. A navy blue pram, isn't that right?
That's it, yes.
Yes, well, then I see a woman come and undo the buckles, pick the baby up and go back the way she came. I didn't think anything of it.
This woman who picked up the baby, was she young or old? Pretty, ugly, fat or thin?
Well, not too old. Maybe getting on for 30. She had dark hair. She was wearing a coat. Brown, I think.
And which way did she go?
To the right of my shop, towards the hardware store.
Well, that's not much, but it's a start.
Lieutenant Stain's informant is a jeweler. He's the only link between the baby and the woman who took it out of its pram. The lieutenant's inquiries take him to every business in the Killarney complex, but to no avail. And it's late that night when he reports to the brigadier.
And that's all I've managed to come up with, sir. A vague description of a woman.
Well, there have been no phone calls demanding ransom.
Perhaps it'll come through the post, sir.
That may well be the case. In the meantime, while we're waiting for any possible kidnap developments, I think it would be a good idea if we sent out a squad of men checking on chemists in the immediate Killarney vicinity. A baby has to be fed. We'll ask for reports on any new customers wanting baby food, soap, powder, nappy pins, you know, that sort of thing. Better check supermarkets, too.
And she hasn't got a pram for it, sir. There may be something there.
Very possible. Talking of prams, did you have the pram checked for fingerprints?
I'm about to see to that now, sir.
Good. Have you got transport? Somebody to help you?
Yes, sir. Warrant Officer Lambert asked if he could lend a hand.
Good. Get cracking. Now, don't hesitate to phone me at home if anything crops up that I should know about.
Right, sir.
Lieutenant Stain checks the pram and its harness for fingerprints, belonging to anyone other than Mrs. Lowe and the nanny, Sarah Makwani. A clear thumbprint is found, and then begins the long process of checking thousands of index cards in records at divisional headquarters, a process which takes most of the night. At his morning press conference, the brigadier gives the story to the newsmen gathered in his office.
Morning, gentlemen. Sit down, make yourselves comfortable. I need your help, gentlemen. A baby was stolen yesterday in Killarney, the shopping center there. Its name is Colin Lowe. The parents are Mr. and Mrs. Dennis Lowe of Camberwell Court, Killarney. The child was with its nanny, and a young woman in a brown coat was seen to remove the child from its pram and walk off with it, Now, that was yesterday. Yesterday morning between 9:30 and 10:00. Through various media available to you, I would like to appeal to the public for their help. If anyone is aware of the sudden acquisition of a child under circumstances which can be regarded as suspicious in any way, I'd be more than obliged if you would phone me personally. I think you're aware of my telephone number.
Is it a kidnapping, Brigadier?
Well, it's possible. But it's been our experience that kidnappers don't usually wait very long before contacting the source of money. But we haven't ruled out that possibility. Now, I'd be obliged if you wouldn't bother Mrs. Lowe. She's taken it very badly. Deal with me. The same goes for your readers and listeners.
It's not long before the Brigadier is inundated with many calls about suspicious behavior on the part of neighbors, etc.
I'm not sure I've heard a baby crying. The walls are very thin here.
All right. You can rest assured the matter will be investigated.
And I've never liked the look of us in Jarbinia. There's nappies everywhere.
Thank you very much. We'll look into it.
And she had a baby on her when she handed me the keys. Said it was her sister's.
Somebody will be calling on you to check on that.
Good afternoon. Lieutenant Stone, police.
Good afternoon. It's about a baby.
Yes.
I'm sure it's her.
Can you give me the details?
Well, her name is Mrs. Wagner. Strange woman. Can't blame her for that, I suppose. She had a bad time with her husband. He shot her and shot himself. Well, it must have been, more than a year ago now. Happened here in a room she had, and she lost a baby.
Which baby?
Well, her baby. She was pregnant, see? He shot her and killed the baby.
Oh, yes, Wagner, that's right. He would have been up for murder. He shot himself in a mine dump just outside Germiston.
That's right, yeah. Ooh, she was in a bad way, Mrs. Wagner, for weeks. But eventually she recovered. But she's always a bit strange after that. Understandable, I suppose.
She lived here all alone?
Yeah, yeah.
Never had visitors or friends?
No, no.
How did she support herself?
She was a nurse.
Yes. That would explain how she was in Killarney at that time and not at work.
Well, I'm sorry.
No. Just thinking aloud. When did she move out?
3 days ago.
Mm-hmm.
Just come to me, paid what she owed me, and give me the keys. Oh, and she had the baby too, see?
That was the day it happened, the 23rd. What about her furniture?
Didn't have none. Her room's all furnished.
Did she have a suitcase?
Yeah.
Big one?
Well, she got 2 cases, as a matter of fact.
How did she manage them and a baby?
Well, she took a taxi. I carried the cases down for her.
Do you know where she was going?
I ain't got the foggiest if she didn't say.
And did you hear the taxi driver?
No.
What about the relatives?
Well, I wouldn't know. I never met any. Never heard of any.
Now tell me, where does she work?
Up at the hospital.
What's her first name?
Joan, that's it. Joan Wagner.
I think she's the one.
Oh, what makes you so sure?
The things you've told me. I asked you if she had any relatives. You said there were none that you knew of. They never came here. And yet she told you the baby was her sister's.
Please, Lieutenant, keep it short. I've got an awful lot on my plate today. Hospital's always the same after the weekends.
One of your staff is a Mrs. Joan Wagner.
Yes.
I'd like to have a word with her.
So would I.
Meaning?
She hasn't been to work for 3 days.
I see. Now, do me a favor. If she turns up, give me a ring at this number.
I think your best bet is to get hold of the taxi driver. They'll have a record of the call.
Right, sir.
Sounds as if you're on the right track.
It was on the 23rd, a Thursday.
About what time was it?
It was in the afternoon, just before 3:00.
And what was the address?
Mirabelle Mansions, Joubert Park.
Oh, that's in Wanderer Street, isn't it?
That's it.
Just hang on a sec. I'll look it up here. Here we are.
What?
I've no record of where the fare went to, but the driver was Benny Schneier.
Now, where do I find him?
Oh, you know the Rankin von Brandes Street?
Uh-huh.
Next to the Supreme Court there?
Yes.
He's always there.
Thanks.
Anytime.
Here's Benny now.
Mr. Schneier?
That's it. There, too.
That depends.
Mm, on what?
On how good your memory is.
You're a cop?
That's it.
What's up?
It was in the papers over the weekend. Stolen baby.
Oh, yes. Nasty business.
I think you had it in your cab.
Never.
I think so. Thursday afternoon, getting on for 3 o'clock. You picked up a fare in Joubert Park, Mirabel Mansions. Woman and a baby, 2 suitcases.
Oh, yes. That's right, yes. There was a fuss about the cases. One case I carried for nothing. The 2 cases is extra, and she didn't want to pay the extra.
Where did you take her?
Let me see. Yeah, that's it. Soper Road, the hotel, the country.
Sure?
Positive.
You got yourself a fare. Let's go.
Lieutenant Stane's destination turns out to be a seedy place that has seen better days. Its predominant color is brown, and its effect on most people is depressing. The lieutenant pays off Benny Schneier and runs up the steps into the hotel's shabby foyer. He's greeted by a porter.
Yes, please.
Who is in charge here?
It's Mrs. Pastrana, when she's here.
And when she's not?
Well, then it's me. What can I do for you?
I'm a police officer.
There's no trouble here. Always very quiet.
I'm looking for a woman with a baby. Mrs. Wagner.
Wagner?
Yeah.
Oh, no, I don't think we got a Wagner here.
Let me see your register.
Wagner, no, I don't remember that one.
Let me have a look.
When did she book in?
Last Thursday.
Only 3 people arrive on Thursday. See?
Yeah, Ortega, Middleton, Pretorius. Mrs. J. Pretorius.
She has got a baby.
Mm. Where is she?
She's in room 24, ground floor in the back.
Thanks.
You won't find her there.
Why not?
Because she has gone out.
With the baby?
Oh, yes.
Where did she go?
Oh, that I don't know. She doesn't say much, that missus.
Room 24.
That's correct, yes.
Getting on for 5 o'clock that afternoon, the woman of room 24 returns to the hotel and asks for her key. She's come back with the baby in a pram. The porter gives her her key, and she pushes the pram along to her room.
Oh, my baby. Home with Mummy. Got a nice new pram now. See? Makes everything nice and easy.
Good evening. I have reason to believe you, Mrs. Wagner.
The smiling face above the pram is suddenly whitewashed with fear. And the woman straightens up to face Lieutenant Stane.
What are you doing in my room?
I'm a police officer. I'm very anxious to have a chat with you.
You call me Wagner. I'm Pretorius.
I don't think so.
I'm just staying here for a day or two till I go to join my husband in the Free State.
The mother's been very anxious about the baby.
It's my baby! Julia, nobody's going to take her away from me again. I lost her for a long time, but now that we're together again, it's another story, see?
You're not well, Mrs. Wagner.
I am well. Don't you come here telling me how to live my life. I don't need you.
I'll go and phone somebody.
Who are you going to phone?
The most anxious person in Johannesburg. The baby's mother.
It turned out that due to the traumatic experience she'd undergone while awaiting the birth of her own child, Joan Wagner's mind had become unhinged, and the situation was aggravated by the fact that she was a drug addict. She was ordered to be detained at a mental institution for observation, where it was subsequently discovered that she could not be held responsible for her actions.
They prowl the empty streets at night, waiting, in fast cars, on foot, living with crime and violence. These men are on duty 24 hours out of every 24. They face dangers at every turn, expecting nothing less. They protect the people of South Africa. These are the men of squad cars.
Lieutenant,
Listen again next Friday evening to another authentic story in our dramatic South African police series, Squad Cars, brought to you by General Motors, makers of the biggest and most exciting range of cars, trucks, and commercial vehicles in the world. Cadillac, Buick, Oldsmobile, Pontiac, Beaumont, Chevrolet, Opel, Holden, Vauxhall, Bedford, GMC, and Ranger, South Africa's own car.